Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Triple H says could be, Randy Orton says nearly, and the WWE fans say... For Wednesday, October the 23rd, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen of the WWE Universe, say goodbye to CM Punk.
We probably start with some CM Punk news, as this is a wrestling news outlet. That's kind of what we do. He was chatting to Barstool Sports' My Mom's Basement podcast, which is genuinely not just a great name, but a really fun podcast as well. So CM Punk was talking about his recent flirtations with the WWE. He went for a audition to be a part of the FS1 talk show that WWE are now doing. And CM Punk said on the show that he hasn't heard a thing regarding the audition. Punk then praised Renee Young and Booker T on the work that they did. He also said that when Fox approached him about the show, they mentioned he would be an analyst, sort of akin to a Troy Aikman or an Alex Rodriguez type. But he hasn't heard anything, so right now he doesn't know what the score is with it. There was some concern, I think, from WWE management when CM Punk said, if something's bad, I will say that it's bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Meanwhile, on the other side of the internet, Triple H was sat with Tyson Fury on Ariel Helwani's show, which is really weird when you think about it. Triple H and Tyson Fury with Ariel Helwani. The question was asked about CM Punk and his involvement again in the WWE. And Triple H said that Vince McMahon would likely be open to the idea of a CM Punk return. Trips went on to say, that's a could be. Vince would say, that's a... Triple H went on to say, that's a could be. Vince will say it all the time. We're open for business. The past is past. Today is today. And you never say never in WWE. Should we start some CM Punk return confirmed rumors? Nah, there's plenty around as it is.
Come on, guys, I'm just playing around. I'm screwing with you. Lighten the hell up.
Randy Orton has been playing contractual silly buggers for the last couple of weeks, if not the last couple of months. Do you, like me, get the vibe that Randy Orton is trying to get himself fired? Just some weird social media activity. A few things are popping up on a game-playing stream that's probably best not repeated here. But recently, of course, on Instagram, we mentioned this yesterday on the podcast, Randy Orton taking a photo of himself next to a plaque that reads The Elite with the caption, TikTok, TikTok, whilst tagging in Dawson and Wilder. So Randy Orton is giving the vibe that he is ready to go. According to Fightful, Randy Orton's contract is due to expire in the summer of 2020. This culminates a 10-year deal that Randy Orton signed with the WWE in 2010. So from this, it's either a case of Randy Orton genuinely is ready to leave the WWE and try something new, which he will be more than allowed to do at the end of his contract, or this is all just bargaining for more money. If he's teasing going to WWE, Vince McMahon and co are going to go, look, have some more money and stay here instead. We don't want you walking down that ramp on a Wednesday night. Please, please, Mr. Orton, please. I can't see Randy Orton going to AEW. I feel like he's a WWE guy through and through. But you know what? Stranger things have happened in 2019. It was a good night for Monday Night Raw in the ratings. The viewership was up to 2,342,000 people. That's up by about 60,000 on the week before. Nice, steady growth. Helped by a really bad NFL game on the other side that people got bored of and put Raw on by the looks of things. The war in WWE wasn't so much with the TV audience, it was more with the fans on Monday night, and this continues to be a slight issue. We heard from people who went to the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland, Ohio for Monday Night Raw. That there were threats thrown around by WWE security to remove fans if they were wearing AEW merchandise or if they had AEW signs. Quite a few people have also spoken out and said that they were permitted into the venue with AEW t-shirts on, providing that they wore a jumper or a coat to cover them. Any fan signs were told to be removed or to not be held up, and certainly be nowhere near the hard cam as well. They're very much coming down hard on anybody bringing AEW-based merch to a WWE show. The other thing that was attempted to be outlawed from Monday Night Raw was the What's Chance that was born by Stone Cold Steve Austin in 2001. WWE has been asking fans to not chant What at the wrestlers anymore. They did this via the WWE on Fox Twitter, which has been probably the best social media account that WWE has had, with the exception of Seth Rollins' dumpster fire of a Twitter. That's always really good fun as well. WWE on Fox tweeted asking fans to stop using the What chant. They also said, we saw people chanting it to Angelo Dawkins as he said goodbye to NXT, and now they're chanting it to a Hall of Famer on Raw with regards to the chant thrown at Jerry the King Lawler. That is not a sign of rebellion, it is a sign of disrespect, said at WWE on Fox. Now, this tweet has since been deleted. I can imagine it got quite a lot of response that wasn't expected, shall we say. Unfortunately, we are in the midst of this sort of WWE fan rebellion at the moment, and I feel like the way that the current climate is, if you are going to ask the WWE fans to not chant something, to not do something, they're going to do it more. A big rematch has been announced for AEW Dynamite tonight. We were meant to see Joey Janela versus Jack Evans in a couple of hours' time, but AEW have switched it up after the success of Joey Janela's match with Kenny Omega, the Lights Out match on AEW Dark. It went down so well that Joey Janela will be facing Kenny Omega again tonight on AEW Dynamite in a huge rematch. Now, we don't know if there's any stipulations added to this as of now. I imagine they will maybe make it another Lights Out match. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But their chemistry was undeniable. If you haven't seen their match on AEW Dark, it is currently free on the AEW YouTube channel, and it is definitely worth checking out. Xavier Woods got injured in Australia. We reported this yesterday on the Cultaholic Daily News podcast, and it looks like it could be quite a bad injury. Achilles tears can take a long time to get back together, and Xavier Woods tweeted about it last night. He said, man is injured, I'll keep you updated, but as of right now, I'm going to stream a lot, I'm going to hit cons a lot, I'm going to post sponsored tweets a lot, I'm going to eat pizza a lot. So many things to do. Gives the impression that Xavier Woods is going to be out of action for quite some time. We wish him the best. However, bear in mind that Big E did say that he had an injury that was going to keep him out till like 2023, just a couple of months ago. This could be shenanigans from Xavier Woods. Either way, get better soon. The Cauliflower Alley Club has tweeted the following. Happy to publicly announce our first award winner for 2020. The Lucha Libre Award will go to one of the most popular and innovative wrestlers of all time, Rey Mysterio. Please join us on April the 27th to 29th as we present Rey with this prestigious award. Massive congratulations to Rey Mysterio for getting honored by the Cauliflower Alley Club. Alex Shelley, former Ring of Honor and TNA wrestling star, has been at the Performance Center this week for WWE doing some guest coaching. I love how the Performance Center get a few people in from so many different walks of life wrestling wise. You know, Lance Storm has been there, Chris Sabin's been there, Gangrel was there recently, and now Alex Shelley. We mentioned yesterday on the podcast that there was rumour and innuendo that the Motor City Machine Guns might reunite for a TNA wrestling revival show on WrestleMania weekend. If Alex Shelley gets offered a full-time job in the WWE in the next couple of weeks, you will probably know why. Should be a big weekend for Joe Hendry. He's part of Ring of Honor's Honor United tour, taking over the UK. He popped into Cultaholic yesterday to tell us a bit about it.
We're in London, then we're in Newport and Bolton, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got huge matches, but on the Friday, I've got a shot at the World Television title against Shane Taylor, which when I did my first Ring of Honor tour in 2016, I saw Will Ospreay and Marty Scurll win the title. They both won the title, and I was the other Brit on that tour, so I felt rather left out. But I've got an opportunity to basically be the first Scottish person to hold a championship in Ring of Honor, and that would be another level for me. You know, I've had titles before, but to hold a championship in Ring of Honor would be another one of those experiences that is going to push me, which is, again, so... You know, it would be awesome if the fans could come along to that. Also, I'm doing I don't know if you saw it, but I posted a ludicrous picture of me lying across a desk with a David Brent mask on.
Strong. Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah. You are premiering a new song.
I will be... You know, I did warn the fans. I will be dropping the greatest entrance video of all time
in London. You set the bar really high with that, though.
I know, but I think, you know, I've given more than a clue about what's going to happen in London.
And Sami Zayn has partnered with Pro Wrestling Tees for a charity shirt. What with Saudi Arabia next week for WWE Crown Jewel, it is very much, for lack of a better term, a bone of contention with some wrestling fans, if not the majority of. That's putting it incredibly lightly. Quite a few people will not be part of that show, including Sami Zayn, as a result of his Syrian heritage. Sami Zayn is doing some amazing work in that community, and he set up the charity Sami for Syria. And all the money raised from this Pro Wrestling Tees shirt, which it's a really cool shirt featuring Sami versus El Generico on the front, all the money will go towards Sami for Syria. And finally, WWE 2K20 landed yesterday, a worldwide release for the new WWE video game. Mixed reviews. I'm just going to put that lightly. Adam Pacitti is doing the career mode at the moment on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And last night kicked off with a bang.
Go on, kid. Make yourself famous. Where's the briefcase? Is this part of the story? Has somebody stolen the briefcase? Or... There is no briefcase. There's nothing to reach. It's going to be hard for her to grab a briefcase when there's no pissing briefcase. What are you on about? Wait, what? Okay, now I get... Oh, come on. I want to love this, but that's...
Adam Pacitti is back on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on tonight to continue playing WWE 2K20's My Career Mode, featuring AJ Hazard and Madam Pacitti. Expect shenanigans. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.